Welcome back, everybody. You're ready for another deep dive?
Always ready.
Well, today we're going to look at something maybe a little different. Black Friday?
Oh, Black Friday.
But through the lens of snus.
Snus. Interesting.
Yeah, we found this blog post from Snusline.
Snusline.
They're an online retailer of snus, and they're really hyping up all their Black Friday or Black Week deals.
Black Week?
Yeah. So for those who don't know, snus is a smokeless tobacco.
Right.
Popular in Scandinavia. We're not really here to talk about snus itself.
Okay.
But what we thought was interesting was how this blog post uses Black Friday to kind of tell a bigger story, like how Black Friday evolved from a day that, you know, people dreaded to this global shopping phenomenon we know it as today.
Huge. Yeah.
And believe it or not, Amazon played a big role in that.
Amazon.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
Yeah. Let's dive in.
So it all starts back in the 1950s.
Oh, wow.
The blog post takes us to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
That's where the term Black Friday first appeared.
Ah.
And it was very different from how we think of it today.
Interesting.
Yeah, the blog post kind of paints this picture of post-Thanksgiving chaos.
I can imagine.
Hordes of tourists flooding the city.
Right.
For shopping and for the annual Army-Navy football game.
Oh, wow. So even more people.
Huge crowds. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, let's just say things got a little exciting.
So this wasn't the shopping bliss we know it as today.
No, not at all. It was actually something that a lot of retailers and city officials dreaded back then.
They dreaded it.
Yeah, you combine the crowds from the game with all the shoppers. And
yeah.
It was a logistical nightmare.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so it's kind of ironic, right? Something viewed so negatively back then would become this huge global phenomenon.
Yeah.
And that's where Amazon comes in.
Okay, Amazon?
The blog post says 2010.
2010.
Was the year that Amazon flipped the script on Black Friday.
Okay.
They were already big in e-commerce at that point. But they decided to really embrace Black Friday, bring it online, and make all those deals accessible worldwide.
So they opened it up to everyone.
Exactly. And it wasn't just about offering the deals. They created this seamless online shopping experience that was really convenient and, for a lot of people, less stressful than dealing with the in-store crowds.
That makes sense. I hate crowds.
Yeah, so they strategically used their logistics network.
Right.
Their reputation for low prices.
Yeah.
And people were getting more comfortable with online shopping.
Yeah, definitely.
They kind of reshaped Black Friday.
Interesting.
You didn't have to be in Philadelphia or even in the U.S.
Right.
To get those deals.
So they tapped into what people wanted.
Exactly. They saw that people wanted those deals.
Mm-hmm.
They made it easy to shop online.
Yeah.
And it was a game changer. It really made Black Friday into the global event it is today.
Wow. It's amazing how much things have changed.
Right. The blog post talks about how Black Friday
used
to be this very localized event. People lining up before stores even opened.
Oh, yeah. I've seen videos.
Yeah. The news would cover it.
I can imagine.
Like it was some sporting event.
Yeah.
It's so different from shopping online.
It really is. But I feel like the excitement's still there.
Oh, yeah.
In a different way. Retailers have gotten really good at building anticipation and using social media to get people hyped.
Right. And that brings us to Black Week.
Black Week.
What used to be just Black Friday.
Yeah.
Is now almost a week-long event.
It's true. Is that just Black Friday stretched out?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Black Friday is technically the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
But retailers have just blurred the lines.
Mm-hmm.
They have deals all week leading up to it and even after.
Yeah.
So Black Week is definitely a way to capture those early holiday shoppers and keep the momentum going all season.
It's smart.
And Snusline from the blog post.
Right, Snusline.
They're all in on Black Week. But they're not just offering deals.
Oh.
They're also using it to launch new products like
caffeine pouches. Caffeine pouches.
Yeah. Seems kind of bold.
It does. But a lot of retailers do that now, right? Use Black Friday to introduce something new.
Yeah, I guess Black Friday is not just about discounting old stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chance to grab people's attention.
Right.
And launch something totally new.
So what are these pouches?
So according to the blog post, they're smokeless, tobacco-free.
Okay.
And they're supposed to be an alternative to coffee or energy drinks.
Interesting.
Snusline says they're convenient, discreet,
mm-hmm.
and they give you controlled caffeine intake.
Hmm, you'll catch on.
Well, they're definitely a niche product.
Yeah.
But Black Friday attracts all kinds of shoppers.
Right.
And a lot of people are open to trying new things, especially if there's a good deal.
That's true. And people do like alternatives.
Yeah. And the blog post does a good job of explaining them.
Yeah.
They talk about how people want healthier, more convenient ways to get their caffeine.
It makes sense.
So it's like Snusline is using the excitement of Black Friday to launch this new product that might otherwise get lost in the shuffle.
It's risky.
Yeah. But it could be brilliant.
It really could. It shows how Black Friday is always changing from chaos and crowds to this global shopping event where retailers are always coming up with new ideas to get our attention.
Yeah, and more sales.
Of course.
So we've gone from a localized frenzy to a global event.
Yeah.
And from one day to a whole week of deals.
Makes you wonder what's next.
Yeah. What is the future of Black Friday?
Will it just keep expanding? Like maybe a whole month of Black Friday?
Who knows? It really reflects how consumer behavior is changing.
Right.
Technology is evolving.
Yeah.
And even global economics are shifting.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out in the years to come.
It definitely will.
For sure. And it's not just the time, right? Like Black Friday used to be just about TVs and appliances.
Yeah.
Now it's everything, you know? You see deals on travel packages?
Yeah, subscription boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Even those caffeine pouches.
It's become this massive shopping event.
Totally. A chance for retailers to clear out their inventory.
Yeah.
Introduce new stuff.
Yeah.
Engage with customers on a huge scale.
It's kind of like the lines between Black Friday and the whole holiday shopping season are blurring together.
That's a good point. It makes me wonder if this constant pressure to offer deals to participate in Black Friday could actually hurt smaller retailers.
Yeah.
Who can't afford those deep discounts that Amazon offers.
Right. Like it's easy to get excited about a good deal, but we should also be thinking about the impact on the whole retail landscape.
Exactly. Could Black Friday as it is now lead to a less diverse marketplace with fewer small businesses?
Yeah. Fewer choices for consumers.
It's a conversation worth having for sure.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond just the deals themselves.
Right. It's about the bigger societal implications of Black Friday.
Something we don't always think about.
Right. So while we're thinking about the future Black Friday, let's bring it back to you, our listener.
Yeah. What about your Black Friday experiences?
Have you noticed this shift to online shopping?
Yeah. And Black Week.
All the different products being offered.
Has it changed how you shop? Are you buying things you wouldn't normally buy just because of the deals?
That's a good question. I know I've done that before.
It's easy to get caught up in it.
It really is. This Snusline blog post really got us thinking.
It did, yeah.
We started with this quirky product, SNES, and ended up exploring the whole history of Black Friday.
From a localized headache to a global shopping event.
And the role of Amazon in reshaping it.
We also got into the strategy behind Black Week, the rise of these niche products like caffeine pouches.
Yeah, and the broader effects of Black Friday on retailers and consumers.
It's fascinating how much there is to unpack.
And remember those caffeine pouches we talked about?
Yeah.
They're more than just a weird product.
What do you mean?
They represent this larger trend towards healthier, more personalized consumption habits.
That's a good point.
We live in a fast-paced world.
Right. Always on the go.
And people want convenient, customizable solutions.
Solutions that fit their needs.
Exactly. So whether you love Black Friday or hate it.
Or somewhere in between.
There's no denying it's a huge cultural phenomenon.
It's a reflection of who we are as consumers.
It shows our desires, our anxieties.
And how we interact with technology and the global market.
It'll be interesting to see how these trends continue to shape Black Friday in the years to come.
Definitely. It's always evolving.
Oh, and before we forget,
we
got to mention those Black Week deals from Snusline.
The Snus deals.
Yeah, if you're curious, we'll put a link to their website in the show notes.
Okay, so if people want to check out those caffeine pouches.
Exactly, but just to be clear, we're not endorsing any products here.
Right, we're just looking at how they fit into this whole Black Friday thing.
Yeah, and whether you're shopping on Snusline or any other site, it's important to be a smart shopper.
A mindful consumer.
Right, like do you really need that thing?
Yeah, is it a real bargain or are you just falling for some marketing trick?
It's so easy to get swept up in the excitement.
I know, you see that big discount and think, I gotta get it now.
Before it's gone.
Yeah, but taking a second to think about it can save you some money and some regret later.
Definitely, and it's not just about the price tag.
Right, think about where the product came from, how it was made, what's the environmental impact.
These aren't things we usually think about during a shopping frenzy.
No, but they're important if we want to be more responsible consumers.
So next time you're adding something to your cart, whether it's Black Friday or any other day,
take a moment
to think about the story behind that product.
Yeah, how it got there.
What your purchase means.
Black Friday is really fascinating when you think about it.
It is. It's like this window into our consumer culture.
Our wants, our fears.
Our relationship with technology.
And global market.
We hope this deep dive has given you some new perspectives on Black Friday.
Yeah, maybe you'll look at those deals a little differently now.
And we always love to hear from you.
Yeah. What trends have you noticed?
What do you think the future of Black Friday holds?
Share your thoughts. Let's keep the conversation going.
Thanks for joining us on this Black Friday deep dive.
It's been fun.
Until next time, happy shopping and stay curious.